Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. US President Joe Biden has announced he is withdrawing as the Democratic candidate in the country's presidential election. His decision to step aside, announced in a letter posted to social media, came after Democrats spoke out in increasing numbers to voice concerns over the 81-year-old's mental acuity and ability to win the face-off with Republican rival Donald Trump. President Biden posted on Twitter, "It has been the greatest honour of my life to serve as your president." Some voters, like Jared Keane of Arizona, welcomed the news.
I think at this point everyone seemed to think it was inevitable, and I think it was the right call on his part. And I think going forward, we're all kind of excited for what's coming next.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has thanked Biden for his leadership and service as president. Mr. Albanese says he respects his decision to retire.
As he's done throughout his entire time in public life, he has acted in what he considers to be the best interests of the United States of America. He is someone who in January will be able to retire from public life with an extraordinary record.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also commented, telling the ABC President Biden has made the right decision.
Look, he's made a really tough decision, a brave decision, but it's definitely the right decision. Biden's had a very, very successful presidency. He's achieved an enormous amount. But going into this election, his biggest vulnerability was his age and perceptions that he was no longer up to the job. So he's done the right thing in stepping back. And I think that's why it's being universally welcomed.
Australians may need to ration their salad dressings if olive oil prices continue to climb. The price of olive oil at the heart of the Mediterranean diet has soared since the COVID-19 pandemic. The pantry staple is being sold for up to $71 for a 4-litre tin online from the major supermarkets, or $27.50 for a 750-millilitre bottle. Poor crop yields locally and abroad have increased prices, according to Michael Southern, CEO of the Australian Olive Oil Association.
It's a supply and demand issue. So in Australia, we produce about enough olive oil to satisfy half of the domestic demand. The other half comes from imported olive oil. And the majority of the imported olive oil comes from Spain. And Spain's experienced a drought for the last 2 years, which has really tightened supply. And so as a result, there's just less olive oil coming into Australia. And its supply is tight and demand has kept up. So prices have gone up. So while supply is short, we'll see higher prices.
A Lebanese photojournalist severely wounded during an Israeli strike on South Lebanon carried the Olympic torch in Paris on Sunday to honour journalists injured and killed in the field. The torch relay, which began in May, includes about 10,000 participants from various backgrounds and will finish at the game's opening ceremony on the 26th of July. Christina Assi of Agence France-Presse was among six journalists hit by Israeli shelling on the 13th of October while covering clashes between Israeli troops and Hezbollah. The attack killed Reuters videographer Issam Abdullah and left Ms. Assi severely injured, resulting in the amputation of part of her right leg.
I wish Assam was here to see this, and I wish what happened today wasn't just because we were struck by two rockets. I wish I was able to do this and honour and represent journalists while walking and in my best health.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.